have so many things to do this summer. Paint the clubhouse, practice diving, help at church.
Well, that sounds like a fun summer. But don't forget to leave room for God. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Thanks for listening. Well, summer is in full swing, and for most of us, that means taking a break from school. But it doesn't mean taking a break from God. You have to remember to always keep God first in your life. Just listen to the words of Jesus found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Our story today is called First Things First. Lily sighed as she dropped beach toys, snack food, games, and books into the car trunk. "You don't seem very excited about going to family Bible camp this year," said Dad. "I thought you liked going there."
"I do, but I have so many things to do this summer," replied Lily. "I have to help paint the clubhouse and practice diving and help at church and..."
Lily hesitated while she crammed things into the trunk. She finally set some of the suitcases on the ground.
"I can't fit it all in," she said.
"The luggage or your activities?" asked Dad.
"Both," said Lily. "My summer's too full and these suitcases are too big."
"Well then, let's make some choices," suggested Dad. "Which of these items we're packing are the most important?" Lily looked at the things in the trunk.
"Our clothes," she said.
She took some of the things from the trunk. "We could leave these beach toys behind. The camp has lots of them. And life jackets, too."
"Okay," said Dad.
So they emptied the trunk and then began refilling it, this time putting the luggage in first and fitting smaller things into the spaces around the suitcases. Soon, everything was in, except the items they felt they could do without. "When we put the important things in the trunk first, most of the little stuff fits in there, too," said Dad. "That's also true for your summer schedule. What needs to have first place in your life this summer?"
Lily shrugged.
"I don't know."
"Well," said Dad, "then I'll remind you that God created us for a relationship with Him, so that should be first. One reason we all go to camp for a week is because it gives us a special opportunity to be with God." Lily nodded. "And if we planned all our other activities first, we'd never find a whole week to fit camp into our schedules, would we?"
"No, so we fit in Bible camp first," said Dad, patting the big suitcases.
"And there are still spots left for other summer activities that will work with our daily schedules, too. Put God first each day, and you'll find there's still time for other things, too."
So how about you? Does God have first place in your life? Does He come before everything else?
God never demands your time, but He desires it, and He blesses you in many ways when you put Him first. Take time each day to read the Bible and talk with Him in prayer. Put Him first, and you'll find you have time for other activities too. Our key verse, once again, from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." And our key thought, put God first in your life. You know, if you ever have any questions about the Keys for Kids stories, or if you have questions about God or the Bible, make sure to talk to your parents or maybe a pastor that you know, because they can answer your questions. But you can also ask us here at Keys for Kids. Just go to our website, keysforkids.org, and then click on Contact Us. You can send us a message about the stories, and we'll help in any way that we can. As always, my name is Zach, and thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.